And we are joined on the line now by a NAM-based activist and writer named Nish Morris, who is up at the Stolen Wealth Games with some members of the Warriors of the Aboriginal Resistance. Good morning, Nish.
Good morning.
How's it going up there?
Yeah, it's going well. Right now we are outside the sunrise set. You can probably hear some chanting in the background, but we've got some banners up here. So if any of your listeners want to flick on sunrise in the background, you might be able to see some of what's going on.
So they haven't blocked the walls like last time?
No, they haven't. I don't think they can because they're live crossing with the beach as a background, so I don't have that full studio here. So
excellent.
I think we'll caught them out this time.
All right, wonderful. And you're there with Philip Murray from the Warriors of the Aboriginal Resistance?
Yes, Phil is here next to me.
Fantastic. So, Phil, are you there?
Oh, sorry, I'll cross to Phil in like a minute or two, if that's okay. We don't have it on speaker.
Ah, not a problem at all. Okay, yep. So what's been happening over the last few days then, prior to this sunrise protest?
There's been actions every day. I might let Phil give you a rundown of the actions in a second. There's probably just a couple of things I want to get across.
Sure.
It's been really well run out up here, and there's been a really huge effort by the Black Soils to run a really significant campsite where everyone's been fed. There's been water running the whole time. There's really, really high expenses. So what I guess I wanted to do is a bit of a call out for, and if you're happy to, we'll put it up on Tuesday Breakfast social media accounts afterwards, donation account to fund it, because we're really chewing through Ward's money here, and obviously Ward do a lot of great work.
Yeah.
And the other thing I just wanted to quickly touch on was the fact that we had such a great turnout in, for Invasion Day. We had up to 60,000 people there. There's probably been, I would say, 10 to 15 people from Melbourne coming through here. So obviously I know that a lot of people are going to have financial constraints or can't get up for whatever reason, but it really would be great to see more people who we know are supporters get involved with this sort of stuff. So they're basically just, I guess, the call out to other settlers I wanted to make. And then for all the actions and what's been happening, I'll give you a better, much better informed First Nations perspective and pass on the bill now.
Okay, great. Thanks, Nish.
Perfect. Here you go.
Good morning, Phil. How are you going?
Yama. Yes, beautiful water. Yeah, doing great. I've had no sleep doing camp security for the whole night, but feeling fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. And so do you want to just give us a bit of a rundown about what's been happening over the last few days, the kind of actions that War's been involved in? Oh, we can see you on sunrise, by the way. This was great.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's great. You can see us on sunrise. That's amazing. Yeah, we've had a few actions. We stopped the Queen's Baton Relay right outside of our Camp Freedom there at the spit at Port Beach. We had an action outside of the opening ceremony, a bit of a rally there, and three people actually arrested at that rally last week. And then we had a people's march through Broad Beach on Saturday through the main through Surfers rather through the main wall of Surfers Paradise. We've done flyering outside some of the major event finals at the holding taking up some banners and flyers some of the major event finals at the big stadiums here.
Fantastic.
We got a lot more of those sorts of actions as well. I guess some things that we probably don't want to talk too much about on the radio.
Of course.
As well.
Of course, yeah. I saw lots of footage of some silent protests outside some churches and that sort of thing on Sunday as well.
Yes.
It looked to be really effective.
There was silent protests outside the Anglican Catholic churches on Sunday morning as well, which is, I don't know, it's a great opportunity to engage with, I guess, regular church-going people who were actually pretty receptive to hearing about what we were, the message we were getting across.
That's awesome. And what are you hoping to achieve, I guess, by going up doing the Stolen Wealth Games and all of that? Like, in terms of tangible outcomes, are you hoping to raise awareness or...?
Well, I guess that for us, we see the existence of the Commonwealth and the existence of things like the Commonwealth Games in and of itself as like an act of colonisation and of warfare against Indigenous peoples and the ongoing invasion and occupation of our stolen lands on this continent. And so we see it as important to resist events like Stolen Wealth Games and to have a strong, I guess, Indigenous resistance presence throughout those. I guess some of the outcomes we're trying to achieve we have already achieved to some extent, having the international media presence and attention on Indigenous rights and Indigenous issues.
Mm-hmm.
With disruption, one of the plans was to, I guess, make it harder for the games to be seen. We've definitely done that in some parts of things like the disrupting the Queen's Baton Relay. And I guess giving a little bit more of a spark to some of the Indigenous communities that are not centred around major cities. We've had a lot of people from Yarrabah and Warrabinda and these sorts of places at the camp and taking part in actions. And I guess it's great to see those people having the opportunity to have their voice heard and show that these are not just issues that affect that are of interest to inner city Aboriginal people, but Aboriginal people all over Australia who are at the camp and participating in our actions are, I guess, taking on to that political spirit and demonstrating that spirit of resistance that Aboriginal people have shown for the last 230 years.
Yeah, fantastic. And I don't know, obviously you don't want to talk about the rest of the week, but is WAR planning anything soon that you do want to tell us about?
We do have a rally coming up on Thursday night with some refugee community groups, including Rohingya refugees and West Papuan refugees outside of one of the stadiums. So,
that's in Brisbane or in?
On the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast, yeah.
Yeah, and we just have to start daily actions, flyering, degrees, those kind of things. And I guess a lot of other actions, we also encourage people to kind of go out and do autonomously as well, and in terms of spreading the message about what we're trying to do with Stolen Wealth Action.
Awesome. And so we're going to pop a link up on our Tuesday Breakfast media page for fundraising for WAR. But is there any other way that you would like people to know that they can support the Warriors of the Aboriginal Resistance?
Yeah, certainly sharing posts from ourselves and other groups that are involved in organising and running the process, like the Vision Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy. Like and sharing, depending on those posts, can help us to increase the social media reach of those posts, especially of our video. Talking to people about why people say, oh, why are Indigenous people not happy about the Commonwealth Games? Getting those conversations with people that they know. And obviously, it'll be a great time for people coming up and participating in the event. It's kind of an unusual one for us in that, most rallies that we hold, I guess you'll probably see, maybe 80% of the people there being allies and supporters, and here it's basically the reverse. So 80% of the people who are there are Indigenous people, and a lot of them from communities outside of Brisbane who have travelled quite a long way to be there. It would be great to see some more of those allies and supporters coming down and supporting us and lending their bodies and ideas, I guess, for the actions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Phil. We'll let you get back to Hustling Sunrise good luck for the rest of the games.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks. We have been called in from Camp Freedom with another update from Croft, who is on 3CR's Global Intifada program. Morning, Croft. Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Not actually at Camp Freedom this morning. The camp's moved down to the beach for a bit.
I hear that you might be on Sunrise. We were just joined by someone from WAR.
Yeah, so it's pretty nice. I think we've done a good bit of disruption of the program this morning.
Yep, you're everywhere. You're all over the TV.
great. Yeah, there's still a good presence on the beach, people chanting and plenty of flags and banners and,
That's
a couple of green and gold banners, whatever, they're kind of pushed to the side. They don't have much to do with what's going on this morning. We're kind of taking the spotlight a bit, so, yeah.
And how have you found the last few days? What's the vibe like up there?
Yeah, pretty good. There's been a lot of discussions. People able to take some time out in between the demos to do some networking and regrouping between... Because there's people come from all over the country. There's people come from Perth and Kalgoorlie and from Alice Springs and then from up north near to Cairns. And then, there's people from all over here. So It's been a pretty nice time for everyone to meet and to share stories and do that kind of thing as well in between the demos. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And what's being planned for the rest of the week? Do you know? Have you got...
We'll wait and see you.
Yeah, nice.
Maybe we'll make it back down here again another day. It's pretty successful this morning.
Yeah.
They seem to not be very happy with it, so yeah.
Well, that's the goal. And and why are you up there? What's your personal, like, why did you feel compelled to go up?
Personally, I came up to do some solidarity with the struggle and also to be involved in the kitchen mostly.
But
then also, you know, because I'm doing stuff with 3CR, I put my hand up to do a couple of updates here and there as well. And yeah, it's nice to be able to share through about what's happening when you're actually on the ground. So
yeah, it's awesome. We definitely appreciate the call in. Thanks so much, Croft.
Yeah, no worries.
Have a good day.
Thanks for answering my call. It was lucky. I think Dad just grabbed it before it rang out. So.
All good.
Yeah.
Thanks.